here, and I was looking at what some of these articles, you know, Forbes and different things, I never heard anything really describing what the center would look like, other than it was a regional shopping center. But then as I read through some of these articles, they still allude to this, to the fact that, you know, the trends are setting up for a vicious downward cycle for, you know, shopping centers. It didn't sound good as I read through it. Struggling to attract new tenants. Outfit called Business Insider said a trend of massive retail closings will continue. Malls of the future, major challenges like live where, you know, live and work. In other words, indicating that these should be near where people are living and working. People are demanding more things, and they're designed around convenience. And this one thing I thought was important: time is consumers' ultimate luxury. Okay. And so I go on, I was reading key issues. It seems that you cited in your, again, your presentation, but basically you emphasized that the location, you thought it was a good location just because it's on an arterial road. And it's in this land use plan that we adopted years ago. It said it's in a development growth. I didn't really hear other things because you're so far from, say, where the tourist concentration is. And if the consumer is looking for convenience and other things like that, because time is a luxury nowadays with our busy lives, and we know the Route 1 corridor is probably the worst congested roadway in Sussex County, if not in maybe in Delaware. I try not to go to the rest of Delaware. I just try to stay in Sussex. But I'm on this route. The Five Points Intersection workshop, we're hearing about we're going to live with gridlock forever. But we're supposed to have this expectation that all these tourists that are riding by are going to turn around and ride back because we love the shop. So if that's the customer you're expecting to serve, I question it. So, I read about different types of models for the future shopping centers, a destination center, value centers, innovation centers. And one said retail dental, or so I guess that's where they got it all together, centers. Yours was described as a regional center. And I don't know where that fits in any of those, maybe destination or something. When it came to the environment, we're supposed to rely, I guess, on the state agencies to protect the environment in the environmentally sensitive area. You pointed out the economics that are all positive, which I agree. And the need is, I think you just said it's this large seasonal population and retirees and everything, which we all like to shop because it's tax-free. So your decision, I guess, to locate the shopping center here on that spot was market-driven, and the county should not question your business decisions about location and things, because we're in the land use business, you know, to change zones based on, I thought we were, you're supposed to look at need and stuff like that.
I didn't say you should question our business location.
Okay.
You should not question whether to go into business.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
An individual.
Okay. Okay. I remember you
location
saying market driven.
Business.
Okay. Location, yeah. Location is our business. And
George is not buying it.
And that's why, you know, why I'm saying is the only thing I really remember from your last hour talking. No, I don't. I remember more. I remembered all of it, every word of it. But you emphasize the arterial road, and the land use plan, and a plan as complicated as the current land use plan and the future one we're developing. It's not going to be perfect, you know. I mean, there could be mistakes in that plan. So other than arterial, and property rights, we're not taking away anybody's property rights. The property rights you have are AR1. That's it. Nothing else. And nobody's trying.
Excuse me one second. Apparently somebody missed the point earlier on. No applause, no noise. We'd appreciate that. Thank you very much.
So anyway, so when it came to the issue, I think you alluded to Mike saying, talking about something about property rights and stuff like that. The property rights are AR1. Anything more than that, you're property owners don't have. All they have is AR1, all the neighbors have is AR1 in that area right now. So that's, in my opinion, the way we address property rights. Now, if there's a different, if they have more than AR1, let me know, because my understanding is AR1 is it. I mean, where I live, whatever my property rights are is what the ground is zoned. Anyway, that's kind of a rambling on of my perception of things. But again, I maybe talk a little bit about what this center is going to be like. Is it going to be a regional one, a destination one, a value one, or something? I mean, is there, because there's all these categories, and the trend is downward, and it also, this seems like the trend is you better be close to large populated areas. And when you showed me in your thing, this thing with the little green circles, Salisbury, which is a huge area with a year-round population, much larger than we have in this area, and Dover again has a fairly large, but that the green circle on our area is huge, and there's hardly any people living in those areas. So I just think that's a little exaggerated. I don't know how good that is comparing these other ones. So it leads us to believe that there's a big demand there.
And Mr. Cole, I don't think that was actually a question, so I'll just kind of comment on your comments. Okay. A lot of the information in that material is national, you know, based on national information. So obviously Sussex County is local. For a lot of the reasons I stated, there's some unique factors here. Again, if you look at the shopping malls or shopping centers on Route 1, it is what it is. And you know what, you know the business they do down there. Yes, the population of Sussex County is growing. It's bigger. It's not that large compared to most places. Most large cities are bigger than Sussex County. But there's 3 million people that come here. That changes everything. I mean, there's a lot more people that come here than go to Salisbury. And certainly, they come here compared to people who live in Salisbury. The shopping center concept, as I've stated, all I can say is there just isn't any other place in eastern Sussex County that you could do a project like this. It doesn't exist partially, certainly to a large extent, because of the zoning requirement, which was, again, a decision for land use planning, that this type of activity had to be located on a major arterial road. That's what leads us here, and that's the way it is. There's nothing else I can tell you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Mr. Burton.
Go ahead. Just some kind of flashback questions, right? you mentioned that there was three ways for the overpass to happen, right? You either wait till 2023 and beyond, right? You have a partnership, or you just develop it, pays for it all. My guess is that the lien is to a partnership.
Yes.
And there was proffer made last application of that. Is that off the table? The design, the pictures that I saw didn't show any overpass at all.
Oh, no. It's again, if you read the Del Dot letter, and again, I did emphasize this, I'll emphasize it again. The grade-separated interchange would have to be built prior to this basically being developed. That improvement would have to be done. I know there was some concern at the prior time that, well, would the interchange ever be built? You know, if this development occurred, would the interchange ever be built? So it's kind of reversed now. The interchange has got to be built before the site is developed. So that's going to be done. It certainly is the plan to develop this private public partnership. As I said, this interchange is not necessitated by our proposal. It's an existing need. It's been a need for a long time. It's been recognized by both the state and the county. We certainly will be contributing to the need for it, but it's already an existing need. And that would be something that would have to be worked out between the state and the applicant in terms of the ratios and the percentage of contribution to the site.
So last time there was an $8 million proffer, and this time however it works out.
It hasn't. Yeah, that's obviously being put off until the zoning is decided. That will be whatever the state agrees to. That's what it comes down to.
Okay. All right. Hang on one sec. The change from, this may be a question for you, the change from level 3 to 4, what are exactly are we considering? We have to consider the last one, this one, what are we considering?
We would, our vote is taking place now. I would argue that we would look at the way it is now, and that will be part of the new, whatever is introduced, and that we will make our decision based on the record, and anything introduced into the record is fine for our consideration.
4, because that's in there. Was that change like that done anywhere else in the county, or was it just?
My understanding, when I looked into it, was it was almost done on purely technical information that that was updated, you know, wetland maps, and it took into consideration sea level rise and a lot of things like that. And it was almost run, it was almost a computer generated change from what I could tell. And that was part of my objection, was that, you know, this is just cold hard computer generated. You got to consider some reality in this. But that was my conclusion, because it didn't make any sense otherwise.
But did they change, did that happen anywhere else?
Yeah, that happened in
other places.
There
were other places. Significant.
Yeah, not a lot, but there were places. This was more, normally the changes were, they had an area that maybe was level, was out of play because it was a wetland area, and maybe that wetland area was expanded. So they moved lines like that, less so than here where a whole section was kind of removed from the level 3 area. Just if I can just comment on the question you asked, Mr. Moore, I certainly agree. Any of the information regarding level of service, level, investment level, should be considered and submitted. But again, I would ask you to consider the points I made regarding the weight to be given to it.
And the reason that I just kind of tied that back to it is that if there's a DLDOT partnership, does that change the, you know, with the, you know, because now we got no intention of state spending versus maybe some intention of state spending between level 3 and 4. And when you're talking about a private-public partnership with an overpass, how do the levels affect that?
Well, all I can tell you, if the investment level is the tail wagging the dog, then the public's going to be in trouble, because, you know, you got to deal with reality. There's a traffic problem there that's only going to increase. I know for a fact, at least going back to 1991 when Painter's Mill was approved, DLDOT was talking about, or maybe it was 2001, I don't remember. But anyway, no, it was 91. DLDOT was talking about doing that. It was something out in the future. And it's been coming along. And like I said, as you know, you've seen them. You've seen plenty of them driving up to Milford, where they're building these, and one is going to go there. It's just a question of when it's going to go there. So that's a DLDOT, you know, commitment. That's a county request. So that's going to happen, whether it's level 3 or level 4, I think it's immaterial.
Okay. And the commercial zonings that are around it are where are the commercial
there,
zonings?
There's some on the west side. There's some south of us on the east side. Again, we're at the north end of the growth area. They're south of our site. You know, a whole variety of uses, and I think it's easier if you drive up there, you'll just see what's there. There's some B1, there's some C1, there's some CR1. Okay. Well, here's the zoning map.
So the red on the east side is the piano store. Is that correct?
Right there, yeah.
And again, our site is right here, Cave Neck Road. So there's zoning across, there's zoning further north, across here, that section of the different businesses here, and then more extensive, there's many uses in that commercial area, but it's not just one site, it's a lot of different businesses.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? No. Any more questions, Council?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Arlett.
I'm looking at the clock, so I will be brief and quick, at least attempt to do so. So first off, I have a legal question, because your testimony just stated that you are you had asked this council to consider a change of zone for only 50.44 acres to be commercial versus the entire 114 parcel. So the question I have for our council is that even legal? I mean, this is one parcel. The application specified a request of 114 acre to be changed to be commercial. We now have an updated testimony, whereas they are requesting a 50.44 acre change to accommodate the commercial request and not the residential request to the rear. So I will ask the legal question, is that even lawful?
Number one, the application before us is for the entire parcel. It is not a new application. It is a rehearing on the original application. If such time after all the testimony is over and council decides to act on this, I will opine at that point and give you legal reasons, yay or nay.
Okay. So stay tuned. Okay. So because, I mean, I heard you, and I think it's a relevant question to get answered as we proceed accordingly.
And so I would just ask that if that becomes an issue, a sticking issue, then I would ask maybe an opportunity for the opponent's counsel and myself to contribute to that question. I would say from my experience, again, the council has inherent authority to do with this. The 50.44 acres is included in what was advertised, and I can't tell you an exact commercial zoning situation where it came up, but we certainly had plenty of give and take on different applications, particularly density issues in the past where I'll use the Americana Bayside as an example. Our original application was for 2,800 units. That went through so much give and take between the council members, particularly George, that it ended up at 1,700. So that wasn't what we asked for, but it wasn't denied. It was a lesser included amount that was approved.
I would have liked to have gotten less.
I'm sure you would have.
So, well, again, I think it's just important, you know, as far as the testimony here. So the other comment I had is something kind of follow up on IG's comment, and that is the state strategy investment level 3 to 4. And I found out, I find that very intriguing because they did that, as you stated earlier, after the public hearing and before our vote. And of course, our decision was to be based on the public hearing, as already testified by our attorney, and not the change that was after the public hearing. And but yet it's already proposed, as you said, you know, to provide an overpass. And we all can't deny that there's a new hospital being built right up the road, right? As we speak, and almost completed. Biggest project, I think, in this county's history, financially
that's
speaking.
That's considerably up the road, though.
Yes. All I'm saying is that corridor, there's growth on the corridor is my point. And so for the state to consider to doing that, I despite the fact that we're not to make a decision on that, as you've already stated, as outlined here, I do find it interesting. I mean, for the fact is there was a change.
I think the important point is this. It is what it is. They change it from 3 to 4.
Right.
All right. That seems unfair to me as the applicant that we went through all these hearings with a level 3, and they do us after the fact, and it's being used against us, or possibly an issue against us now. However, I think the important point, keep this in mind, as I stated, the investment levels, the strategies plan is not a land use plan. It's a plan for where the state is going to spend money. So it's a kind of an internal document for the state, and we're going to spend money. So on the face of it, they're saying we're not going to spend money there. But when you get beyond the plan, it's totally inconsistent with that. Right. They're going to spend a lot of money there.
Right.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and just to be clear, I'm not sure if you stated exactly what I said. I indicated that anything in the record, not just the prior record, but anything that's added now that's come in either from Mr. Fuquay or which will come in this afternoon, we can consider, and that would include that downgrade.
Right. Okay. Okay. I think I'm complete as far as my questions.
Any more questions to the council?
So you're saying we're lost eight
Wilson.
We lost $8 million on a steal?
No. No, Could still be eight, could be a little less, could be more, I don't know. That's got to be negotiated with the state.
Actually, that's a comment I made during my little rigmarole telling you why we're hybrid. And I said, we're probably going to lose on this deal because the state was going to be allowed to take $8 million and we didn't get it. So I was wondering where the $8 million, what happened to $8 million?
Give us another chance.
You might come back with it after.
Maybe it'll be here after lunch.
Hey, if there are no other questions.
More questions to council. You have anybody else?
Not at this time.
Nope.
That concludes our presentation.
Now, we would ask at this point, we had noted a break at 12:30, but it might be appropriate to see how many people that wanted to speak in favor.
That'd be a good question.
Yes.
Yes, and then we can do
is
the
Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor? Mr. Kramer, is there anyone else that's planning to speak in favor? If you just show us your hands, please.
Are we permitted to have a time limit on Mr. Kramer?
Yeah. Don't give him any ideas.
Sign up board, is it already there?
It's either short and sweet most times.
This won't be helpful. Jim, this won't be helpful.
I'll just call a bunch of times.
Well, I go, yeah, whatever. Jim, you don't want to hear this. He didn't want this guy speaking, the only one in favor of it. Jim doesn't like this. I know.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road, Greenwood. Let me tell you something. I'm going to see if I can talk for 2 hours. Hey, don't think I can't do it, because I've been known to talk for 6 hours straight at high speed. So don't roll no dice on it.
We can recess anytime.
First of all, Council McColl, you ain't got no right to say, well, because that's the business, might not work. Hey, it's none of your call. It's their call.
I agree with you.
Well, then why did you even run your mouth? Of course, you'd love to run your mouth.
Similar to yourself.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, as far as traffic is concerned, Route 1, they don't know even what traffic is.
No, they don't.
Yeah, old boy, you can say old boy. Let me explain a fact to you. Ask him how many times you go to Florida in a year's time. Every couple of days, couple of weeks, whatever.
No.
Well, close. He flies like a low-flying plane. Where's the traffic problem? It sure ain't in Delaware.
Norfolk.
You got it. 6 lanes at a time. You ain't got traffic here. You don't even know what traffic's about. Now, if you want to talk about traffic, go to Dover on race day. Guess what? I love Dover on race day. Why? I can zoom right through and never see anybody. Done it more than one time. Why? Because everybody stays home or is at the racetrack. So therefore, there is no backups till they get done. Now look out. Now you're going to have a little problem. But the same problem is with Rehoboth. Traffic is a minor inconvenience. Hey, let me tell you something. If you lazy bums don't want to get off your duffs and allow yourself enough time to go from point A to point B, then you deserve what you get. Look, I can go from here to, because of my ugly face, I got to go to Christiana. I'm going to tell you something. Knock on wood, I allow myself 2 hours, just in case. So do I have to sit there for a while? Yeah, so it's a big deal. So far, knock on wood, I've never really got into a real traffic jam. Because, man, I tell you, you get on that one, you fly low. Just like a jet plane. Then you got these old geezers coming in here. Retirees that got a bunch of money. But then they want to say, not in my backyard. Don't you take my sight easement. Because I love my view. Well, if you want the view, then you buy it. I'm sure that that place, hey, you can take all your moldy money and put it together. I'm sure. They'd glad to sell it to you. But no, you just want to pitch an itch. Because at some point or other, hey, I can't get across the road. Yeah, well, guess what? I live 400 feet off in the road. I walked down there to get my mail. Well, five cars went past and I had to wait on it. Gridlock, gridlock! And it ain't nothing better than me and my wife love to do. Go riding around. See the wild back country, or even go through Lewis, Rehoboth, anywhere. And you get to a light.
Dan, talk about the...
And they were, it is.
You were talking about and yourself.
Then, yeah, right. So Dan, you want to make a U-turn. The light changes three times before you can make a U-turn. We're sitting there, we're laughing. We're having fun. Because all we hear is these geezers running their mouth. Gridlock, gridlock! Not my backyard. Now, sea level rise. One thing about it, if you want to, it sure has a thing near it because it's a swamp right next to it. So therefore, guess what? You guys have been saying, oh, well, we shouldn't pass this. We shouldn't have never even been here. Every one of you guys that voted against this thing, where was your brains? Most likely you were sitting on it because you sure weren't using it. Because it should have been passed the first time. Should have never been a lawsuit. Should have never been brought back. Fair and simple. And furthermore, I'd venture to tell you, if the silent majority would be able to go to a referendum, these guys would lose in a heartbeat. Because the silent majority hasn't even begun to speak. And that's the problem. The silent majority is out there protecting their own lands, and you want to talk about protecting your land? Hey, they do have a right to build there, whether you guys like it or not. And as far as I'm concerned, this thing should go to a referendum. If you guys can't make up your mind, put it out there to a referendum. See if it won't pass. In the meantime, hey, you guys back there with your molded money, you ought to get out and offer this man a real ton of money. And they'd gladly sell it to you. Now, you all have a good day.
Good day. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Oh. Is there anyone else?
Mr. Fuqua, anybody else to testify?
Well,
that's your only witness today?
That's all I asked.
Thank you, Mr. Fuqua.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor? I see a hand up back there.
Somebody
in favor.
We're okay. Going to break. Yeah.
Is there anyone else in favor? Seeing none, Mr. President, this would be an appropriate
time.
Now
is a good time to take our scheduled, we're a little bit late now, but take our scheduled recess for some lunch. If somebody make a motion to go in recess.
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlette. We'll go in recess until
1:30.
Yeah. 1:45.
1:45.
An hour.
All right.
Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now recessed to 1:45.